It's a devastating thing what happened to her with the emails and the FBI. It is really hurting, but they have no more understanding of America. And as I said before, Donald Trump threatens the political order that is failing the country. That's how voters view it. And that's why the speech was a success.
And he almost got where we've wanted him, Pat. And
close.
To this argument, which is the country, the system is corrupt. The government and the economy is, he did say it's rigged. Corrupt is the key word. Do you want to put a corrupt person in charge of a corrupt system, or do you want to send me an outsider to come clean it up? And he almost used those words tonight. The message was there. If he does say that and sticks with it, he will win the election.
And what you will see from Secretary Clinton next week is a different view of the world, but attacks on Donald Trump, saying he is unqualified, unprepared,
dangerous,
with a view of the world that is out of step, Doug, with our global challenges. That's what you'll hear.
It was in the Podesta thing that Eric read, or Heather, when Podesta said Trump is temperamentally unsuited to be president. All week, next week in Philadelphia, all they're going to do is try to say he's a whack job who can't be trusted.
And that's
who's
what
unqualified and is a risk to our well-being and stability.
Right.
That's what you'll hear.
Well, they're going to say it in a lot tougher terms than the Republicans, who are more closer to accurate about lock her up.
Yep, and I'm glad we addressed that issue tonight.